And number two, Cody Orban's first.
Last time down the floor, BetX had their first post feed. And predictably, he kicked it right back on the outside looking for the tray.
Ben Braden slowing things down for BetX. On the right wing, dribbles in, takes the jump shot runner from the right elbow. This one's no good. Brought in by Israelson. Here comes Cassidy. Orban across the timeline. And Canarian throws up his hands, blocks the pass, and now we have a loose ball and a jump ball situation right in the center court. Possession arrow shows favors Cass City. 3:17 left in the second quarter. A three-point game. Cass City 19, BatX 6.
Excellent defense on the hatchets.
BatX didn't score this game for 6 minutes. Now they only trail by three with 3 minutes left in the second quarter. Orban sets up from the top of the key and takes a three, and it's good. He now has 11 points in the night, and it's 22-16, Red Hawks lead. Braden from the left side to the right side to Canarian, feed it into the right elbow to Will Sutton for the jump shot. This one's off the mark. Rebound, Orban. Across the timeline, 2:50 left in the second. Perry, Jacob Perry, picks up his dribble on the left side, back up to Orban, resets the offense. Over to Shank, right wing, being guarded by Braden. Over to Orban for three from the left wing, off mark, and it's still in. He was off center going up for that one, his second three in a row. Now back up to a nine-point lead for Cass City, 25-16. Flannery takes a jump shot from 16 feet. This one's short, rebound Cass City. Perry kicks it over to Orban, cross midcourt, over to Israelson, right corner, feeds it into the post to number 11. Perry, he goes up for the shot, and he's fouled. He's going to be lined for two. And BatX is charged with their 17 fouls. So Cass City now in the single bonus on top of going for two right now. The foul is on number 23, James Canarian, his second, team seventh. First free throw is up, and it's good for Perry, his first point of the night. Now three players come in for BatX, number 12, number 25, and number 45. That'd be Kramer, Labor, and Crew.
Coach Quinn's looking for the hot hand. I mean, he's changing it up like a hockey coach switches up lines.
It's currently a 10-point lead for Cass City, 26-16. Make that 11-point lead after Perry hits both free throws. BatX throws it away, stolen by Orban, and we have a whistle. It's going to be a reach-in foul against BatX. That's the team's eighth, so Orban's going to be hitting the line for 1-1.
I think that's the third foul on James Canarian.
And indeed it is. That's his third. Picked up two quickies with 2:08 left in the second quarter. Turmel is going to be checking in more than likely for Canarian as the first free throw from Orban is good. So he gets a second. Canarian sits down for BatX with three fouls. BatX now trailing by 12 points. Just a few minutes ago, it was a one-point game. Orban has 7 points in the second quarter, eight in the first, and with one more free throw coming. Free throw's up, and it's good. Now 16 on the night, and it's a 13-point lead for Cass City, 29-16 over the hosts of the BatX Hatchets. Braden into Turmel, across the timeline, left to right across the radio. 2 minutes before halftime. Turmel over to the right side to Braden. Begins to dribble, resets it at the top of the key. Over to Turmel, now in the left corner. He sets up for the jump shot from the left wing, just inside the three-point line, rebounded by Cass City. Perry. Orban kicks it up over to the left side to Dickinson. He takes the three, and it's good. Curtis Dickinson with the first points for him tonight is a three, and now it's 32-16, a 16-point lead for Cass City. 90 seconds left in the first half. Labor dribbles right into the, from the right corner, right into the post, into the paint, goes up for the two, and it's good. Cuts the deficit down to 14. And here comes Ben Braden, steals it on the inbound, goes up for the shot. This one's off the mark, rebound Cass City. Perry one more time. Orban across the timeline, trying to push it, going against two defenders, misses the layup, brought in by number 45, Crew. Over to Turmel. Now Tyler Labor at the left wing. dribbles down to the baseline, picks up his dribble at the left post, goes up for the easy honey, and this one's good. Tyler Labor with four straight points with 48 seconds left in the second quarter, 32-20, Cass City by 12. Bad X coming with the pressure, breaks the press, and they want to slow things down. Hartwick, top of the key, 36 seconds left in the half. Here comes Termel, goes for the steal, gets it, kicks it up to Braden for the two layup, and this one's good. Good heads-up play by Termel, flicking the ball up the court. Braden goes down to scoop it up. Here's Cass City for three, top of the key. Orban, this one's off the mark. Rebound, still loose, into the hands of Cass City, still with the offense rebound. Shank, and then Shank throws it right out of bounds at midcourt on the opposite side of the radio. Bad X ball. 13.7 seconds left, and it's a 10-point game. Cass City 32, Bad X 22. Ben Braden, the difference maker in the second quarter, passes it into Termel across the timeline, going for one shot. 9 seconds left. Over to the left wing to Braden. Has to get going here. 4 seconds left. Three, two. Now Termel, top of the key, takes the 25-footer. This one's up off the back of the rim. Goes no good. And after two, it's Cass City 32, Bad X 22. At halftime, you're tuned to WLEW Sports.
So when you go to a doctor, do you take the guy's advice in the waiting room? Or how about the DMV's stance on timeliness? So why should insurance be any different? It's completely normal not to understand every small detail of your policy. That's why we're here. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. I'd be happy to help you understand your policy and what it means. More importantly though, what coverage you need. Policies are not cookie cutter compatible. And if your policy has the word cut rate in it, we need to have a chat now. That's Clark Ramsey in the Elkton office of Farm Bureau Insurance. Call me today. Well, once the game's done.
On today's show, we're watching a human being in his natural habitat, the shopping mall. He appears to be at his cell phone company provider. Look at this. No customer service. He's in the wild now. And what's that? No smartphone? This is clearly not the dominant being of his pack. He's now trying to look up something. He's clearly not utilizing his resources. He is, however, an ambidextrous being, using both thumbs to text. But if he had a smartphone from Thumb Sailor, he could be doing so much more. Look at this. He doesn't even know his daughter is stranded at basketball practice. He obviously didn't get the email with the updated schedule. This being should switch to Thumb Sailor and get so much more from his phone. Texting, tweeting, Facebook, internet. This, folks, is why survival of the fittest exists. Become the dominant one. Get a smartphone from Thumb Sailor.
Hi, Todd Bowers with Moore Motors in Caro. We now have the largest selection of trucks in Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties. We have acquired a great new inventory of 2013 models and have a few 2012 trucks that can have savings of over $10,000. Hurry in before the 2012s are all gone.
Another reason your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro.
Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motor Sales just west of Caro on M81 or shop the web at themooreautogroup.com. See you soon.
From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all the monsters under her bed, and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cass City, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cass City. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
Those holiday costs added up quickly, didn't they? Decorations, presents, traveling. But one thing that shouldn't have danced around in your head with the sugar plums is worrying about your propane. Get competitive pricing and the best quality service in the thumb from Kohler Propane. Not only will you be getting superior propane service, but you can enjoy a great winter slumber at ease knowing that you're also helping your community grow strong by choosing a local propane provider. Kohler's Propane, serving the entire thumb area with locations in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Give them a call at 1-888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Do you enjoy doing laundry? I mean, really enjoy it. Didn't think so. Well, it's like life insurance. You don't like to talk about it. You'll eventually